This is your first short mental exercise. Over the next couple of minutes, you are going to come to your senses. You have five of them, but very often when we start training our minds, it's easier to pay attention to just one or two of them, and that's what we're going to do in this short exercise. Now, to do this, or indeed any of your mental exercises properly, you need to be sitting down, or actually sitting up straight, preferably in a chair that supports your back very well, preferably not on a couch where you can slouch, preferably sitting up straight with your feet firmly on the floor, the chair supporting your back, and your hands resting on your legs or in your lap. So I want you to get yourself ready, sitting down. And when you're comfortable physically, and when you're comfortable with the idea, I just want you to close your eyes, because that's not one of the senses we're going to use in this exercise. As you close your eyes, I simply want you to notice the sounds around you. There could be all kinds of sounds around you. There are obviously the sounds of the words that I'm saying. There could be the sound of your own breathing. There could be background noise in this recording. The more sounds that you hear, the better in many ways, because we're not trying to silence the world. We can't do that. We're trying to silence the noise in our own heads. And that means that every sound that you hear provides you with an opportunity just to pay attention to that sound. And what you'll do with each sound that you hear is just notice it. Observe it. And what you'll realize is that, like everything else in life, every single sound that you hear has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Every sound you hear arises and passes away. So just listen to the sounds, just notice them. Your mind has probably already wandered, because our minds are made to wander. So that doesn't matter. What matters is what you do with the next sound that you hear. You, as a responsible adult, beginning to take control of your state of mind, choose to pay your attention to the sound and let the thought in your head pass on by. With each sound that you hear, with each sound to which you pay attention, you're becoming more and more focused in the moment. The thoughts may come in and out of your head, but you're letting them pass by, because you're in charge. And if at any point your mind wanders way off somewhere ridiculous, always remember that you can take a couple of nice, long, deep, slow breaths to steady your mind and bring your mind back to the present moment. So let's do that now. I want you to take a couple of nice, long, slow, deep breaths. I want you to hear how your breathing sounds. But I also want you to tune your attention in to how your breathing feels. How the air feels in your nostrils. How it travels down into your lungs. And how, with every breath that you take, your shoulders move. Your back moves. Your chest rises and falls. And your stomach contracts and expands. Just follow your breathing. Become one with each breath that you take. And when your mind wanders, take a deeper breath. Bring yourself back to the reality of the moment, because with every breath that you take, there's an opportunity to pay attention just to how that feels, just to how that sounds. And every time you pay attention to the sound and feeling of your own breathing, you're enhancing your own mind's ability to pay attention to the reality of the here and now. And in doing so, let the unreality of your own thoughts simply pass by. With every breath to which you pay attention, you are becoming more and more attuned to the moment. And you are coming to your senses. This is all we need to do to tune our minds in this case, to the sounds and the feelings, to tune our minds into the reality of the moment, to turn ourselves on, to turn up, moment to moment, to our own lives. So let's now take a couple of nice, long, slow, deep breaths. Feel the air in your nostrils. Feel the rise of your chest, the contraction of your stomach. And as you exhale, how your stomach expands, your chest drops, and the air comes out through your nostrils. And as you notice each breath, I want you to get into the rhythm of your breathing. And use the rhythm of your breathing to bring yourself back to the point that you can finish this exercise. And we're going to do that by you choosing one of your breaths and numbering it number 5. And then with each long, slow breath that you take, you can count one breath at a time down from 5 to 0. And when you get there, when you're ready, you can finish this exercise and open your eyes.